Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
All right, let's go hour number three on a Friday. Hope you're having a good one. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling back in the studio. We are getting you ready for a lot of football this weekend. Maybe not the greatest weekend in college, but a couple interesting games, of course, including Texas, and a couple really interesting games in the NFL. We're at HEB Wells Branch Parkway location. Come on by and get stocked up for all your tailgating needs. Let's go to the Vaqueros hotline and have our weekly conversation with Chris Rabin of the Action Network. Remember, the Action Network is the app that makes you a better with real-time spreads, decades of gambling-specific data and analysis, and the ability to track every bet you make, share your wins with your friends, and stay up to speed on the sports that impact you the most. Download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. And Chris, before we get into it, I got to let you know one of our listeners texted us that you guys have helped them out to a 2-0 start this weekend. So we got folks in the area that are loving the Action Network right now.
Oh, awesome. That's great to hear, gentlemen.
There you go. Good stuff. All right, so let's start out with the Cowboys. I'm freaking out about this game a little bit at Atlanta. Cowboys trying to crawl back into the division discussion. Atlanta favored by 3.5 in the game. What do you think of my Cowboys?
Oh, man. I mean, they surprised me last week. They played a really good game against the Philadelphia Eagles. As far as the betting market, it's interesting because the tickets are kind of split here, about 50-50 on the Cowboys and Falcons, but about two-thirds of the money is on the Falcons. So I think, you know, a lot of people kind of feel like the Falcons back at home are a really tough matchup and that it's going to be tough for the Cowboys to go in there and do it twice in a row. Of course, Deion Jones just got ruled out for the Falcons. So what you actually have seen is that over-under in this game shooting up. It opened at 47.5. It's up to 49.5 right now, and over 90% of the money is on that over.
Texans at the Redskins. See Houston favored by 3. Where's the money on this one?
Well, yeah, right now you have about 67% of the tickets, but 82% of the money on Houston as a 3-point road favorite. And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that if you saw that Redskins game last week against the Bucks, they won 16-3, but they probably shouldn't have. The Bucks got over 500 yards of total offense. The Bucks turned it over 3 times in the red zone, and they also missed 2 field goals. And so now you have the Redskins sitting here with a win, and it's going to be kind of tough to go against Houston coming off a bye. Team road favorites coming off a bye are covering over 60% of the time if you go all the way back to 2003.
Wow, that's a nice number there. Talking with Chris Rabin, the Action Network, at Chris Rabin on Twitter. Chris, let's go right to Monday night. Two teams, I think, that have made a lot of people a lot of money this year if you just, you know, continue to bet them to cover those spreads. Well, now they play each other, and they move the game to L.A. -3.5 is what I'm seeing here for the Rams and a big over-under of 63.5. What are you seeing on this game right now?
So first of all, I should say that this game was initially supposed to be played in Mexico. When they moved it back to L.A., they actually closed and reopened the line, and L.A. was a little bit bigger of a favorite than it was at first. So L.A. opened as a 1-point favorite, but now, yeah, as you mentioned, they're up to 3.5. And 82% of the tickets and 82% of the money is on the Chiefs in this spot. I think people are just kind of feeling like that's a little too much when the line reopened. But as far as the over-under, the Sharks are on the over in this game still, even at this high number. You see the tickets split about 50-50, but 85% of the money is on the over. These two teams are very prolific, very well coached. And, you know, even though it's a high number, these teams have shown over and over that they can have these games that go over that kind of total.
Yep. So how would you handicap? I know Hines has come out and said if Mahomes throws 57 touchdowns, you get it for life. Man, that it'd be almost impossible. What would the odds be on that?
Ooh, 57, that's, I would say, It's definitely somewhere probably in the under 1%. I know that. I don't know the exact odds.
May have that up quickly.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That would be tough. All right, a couple of the bigger spreads here, Chris. Let's go to the Eagles-Saints game. Definitely not one that we would have thought would have had an eight-point spread at the beginning of the year, but the Saints at 8-1, they are an eight-point favorite as I'm looking at them here. What do you think about the Saints at home? Would you lay those points?
I wouldn't. I feel more confident about the over-under in this game than laying the points on the Saints. I think I would go with the Eagles if I'm betting the side, because it's kind of a classic overreaction to seeing a team that was a favorite lose on national television. And that's kind of reflected in the betting percentages as well. 60% of the tickets are on New Orleans, but only 34% of the money is on the Saints. So, you know, you're kind of seeing the Sharks hit that other side, even though the public continues to roll with the Saints at home. But the over-under, you have about 70% of the money on the over. I think that's a little bit better of a call here, because both of these offenses, I think, are going to be able to score some points in this one as well.
Steelers are hot. They're going to the Jaguars, who are not. Pittsburgh favored by 5. Would you lay that?
I would not. I think this is another one where, you know, we have it, our Action Network power rankings over on the site. We kind of have our own proprietary method of kind of handicapping each game. And we have this as about a 3.5-point spread here. I think this is another one where you're seeing the overreaction to Pittsburgh going on national television and really blowing out the Carolina Panthers. And so now the spread is a little inflated. I think the smarter play here is on the under in this game. Since 2014, Steelers unders on the road have hit. They're 26-10. And in this, you see the percentages kind of reflect that as well. 54% of the tickets are on the over, but only 20% of the money is on the over. So there's 80% of the money on the under in that game.
Yeah, Chris, I was just about to ask you, when we do fantasy football segments with guys, they'll tell us that when Ben Roethlisberger is on the road, you kind of freak out. You maybe don't play him when he's on the road. From your standpoint, do you see that same kind of thing? You were just giving a little bit of the numbers. Is there a bit of a fear of taking the Steelers as a road favorite?
Absolutely. I think especially in these 1 p.m. games, for whatever reason, these early starts have been the kryptonite for them and for Ben Roethlisberger. It's gotten a little better lately with him in fantasy, but he still drops in my ranking usually into that like kind of fringe QB1 range, where when he's at home, he's usually a top 5 guy for me.
Broncos, Chargers. Chargers, a 7-point favorite. They are at home. I mean, this is a 7-2 football team, but a touchdown's always a big line in the NFL. Where would you go here?
This is another classic public versus Sharps one. And it's actually up to 7.5 right now at many books, but 70% of the bets are coming in on the Chargers here, but only half of that amount of money is coming in on the Chargers. So I think, kind of alluding to what you guys said, that is a big number, you know, for the Chargers. The Broncos have been reasonably competitive. The one thing, though, is Vance Joseph is the most unprofitable coach to bet on in the NFL. We'll see if he can turn that record around, but he hasn't been profitable at all to bet on since he took over. And that's something that I always think about before I lay money on the Broncos.
So he's the opposite of Tom Herman as a dog, huh, Chris?
Exactly.
Chris Raven, the Action Network, joining us. Remember, download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. All right, Chris, let's go Bear Down. Chicago Bears.
They're back.
They're at home. They're 6-3. They're on the Sunday night game this week, which means they were either flexed to it or someone didn't flex them away from it. That must be how good they're playing. They're favored by 2.5 in this one. Do you like Mitch Trubisky and the Bears?
I got to tell you, I'm not feeling too good about the Bears in this one. I know they're at home. I think that 2.5-point spread is kind of telling a little bit that, you know, that they didn't get the whole 3 points. But if you look at it, the public and the Sharps aren't really split on this game at the moment. 66% of the tickets coming in on Minnesota, 70% of the money coming in on Minnesota. I think the thing about this that worries me for Trubisky is that he's faced a lot of defenses over these past few weeks that haven't really been able to get a lot of pressure on. The Vikings, especially coming off the bye, getting their guys healthy, they can do that. And they are actually a top-two defense in terms of red zone percentage and third down percentage. So a far different defense than Trubisky has faced over these past few games. If he can do it against the Vikings, I think we're going to have to start thinking of him in a whole different league.
Chris, we've been talking over-unders all year long. Any over-unders that stand out? I mean, the obvious one would be Rams and Chiefs.
Yeah, that's one where when you're seeing them get this high, so anytime it's over 57, it's always hit the over. It's 9-0 since we've been tracking it back to 2003. But another interesting one that I don't think people are really thinking about betting is the Oakland Raiders Arizona Cardinals game. But number one, you have Jerome Boger as the head official, and he's been the most profitable official toward the over, 92-65-1 since 2008, and that includes 19-10 when two teams are under 500. So he's kind of calling a lot of penalties that are benefiting the offenses in these games. So that's something to think about, because this total is pretty low, and Oakland's got a pretty bad defense.
Wait a minute. His crew, oh, that's crazy.
Wait a minute, Chris. You're telling me there's a Boger go the over move in the NFL among bettors? Is that what you're telling
me? We're trying to start it. I'm trying to tell you guys and pass it on, and hopefully the trend continues. But it's been amazingly profitable for a number of years now.
Oh, no, that's crazy. Impressive information, Chris. It's why we have you on.
That's awesome.
It's sick, but it's very impressive.
Oh, yeah. We're impressed. It's demented. It's demented, but it is impressive.
Trust me, we have listeners that appreciate it.
That is awesome. Hey, Chris, anything on the college side that has value for you this week? It's a bad college weekend, only 3 ranked matchups, and the SEC forgot to schedule this weekend. So anything jump out to you, anything of value that you see in college?
Well, it's interesting because I'm looking at that Texas over-under, and it's right now it's at 47.5. It kind of dropped from 51, and you're still seeing the 75% of the public going with that over number there, but only about half the bets are on there, so a lot of sharp money coming in on the under still in that Texas game, so that's something to think about.
Okay. Money coming in.
I took the over. I like that. I'm curious. I mean, the fact that it was at 51. Huh? I mean, when you see that and it goes down, is that something where Vegas will just set that to try and get some action on it, or did they really set it thinking that it's going to be 51 and saw that money's coming in too heavy?
The books will usually set a line. First of all, they'll get their real number and what they think that real number is, but they will shade it. Depending on what they think the bets will come in on. So you usually see lines shaded too high toward the over, and you usually see them shaded a little too high toward a favorite, because the majority of the public honestly likes to bet favors and overs. If they feel like strongly about an underdog or an under, that's usually not – they're usually just not going to make the bet because it's not the consensus and they don't feel confident enough. So you usually see line shaded toward the favorites in the over.
Interesting. Chris, I see that the Bama game is not on the board, and I get why, but UCF Cincinnati, I'm not seeing a line here. Is that game off the board?
7, I thought.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not seeing one either at the moment. So, yeah, I'm guessing it is off the board. There's been a couple of games off the board in college, and then, of course, in the – oh, no, I am seeing a line. It's
7.
It's UCF by 7.5 right now, opened at 8, and there's a only 43% of the tickets, though, are on UCF and 43% of the money as well.
Yeah, Cincinnati can absolutely win that game.
They're winning that
game. In fact, we picked them to win that game this week. All right, that's Chris Rabin, the Action Network. Again, download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. Chris, we always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this week, and we will talk to you Wednesday. We'll do a short week next week. We're going to treat Wednesday like Friday, so we'll talk to you Wednesday if that's cool.
All right, always a pleasure. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Rabin, and again, one of our listeners texting earlier that the Action Network had helped them out. I cannot believe there's a Jerome Boger over. Can you believe that?
This makes sense now why Trampy's following these guys. That's the type of sickness that and it's got to be the whole crew, too. I mean, you see that with umpiring crews, officiating crews, that they kind of, it all starts from the top. Whoever the head guy is, that it'll kind of bleed down a little bit. And he's also the one who's saying, oh, yeah, this is what we're looking for, what we're not looking for, or let's be a little easy on this. Can you imagine me if I was the head guy?
Oh, my God.
There have been 2 penalties called in 11 games. Actually, there wouldn't be. There'd be 90% of the calls would be offensive holding. Because I'd say, you know what? Let's play around here. I want you to call it every time you see it.
For a quarter?
For a quarter.
Then the second quarter, don't call it at all.
But, I mean, obviously there'd be no launching, targeting. There'd be none of that stuff.
That's weird. This Kevin Dunn crew, they're averaging 1.2 penalties per game called. What is that all about?
Pants would have to come off for an unsportsmanlike conduct. Or unless you, if you go straight to the TV camera, and it's on national TV, so not regional.
Oh, okay.
And you shoot the finger, and you got to do something to that point to get.
You'd have to hit a baby,
right?
Right. You'd have to throw the ball, and it would have to hit a baby in the stands.
I would let the 22 on the field decide it.
Ah, a scrum at halftime instead of a band.
No, let him play some football.
Oh, I see. Actually, I thought you meant actually encouraged.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
That'd be me, right?
Not going to go that far.
That's me as a UFC fan or whatever.
I think you'd be a pretty good official.
I'd be all right. I think I'd be okay. I'd probably be a little OCD with it.
You think you'd be a little mall copy?
Yeah, be a little crazy. All right, let's before we go any further, let's have Kevin tell you a little bit about Apple Leasing here.
Oh, they're the opposite of mall cops. They're really cool. In fact, they don't like to say no. They like to say yes, you can do that. And if they can say yes, they're definitely going to say yes to you because that's why they've been in business for 30-plus years. It's all about customer service for them. Talk about how everything bleeds down from the top. That's Scott Crossett. He's the top, and he's all about customer service. He's all about making sure that people feel comfortable and that they want to be there for a long time. So if you want to get out of your lease before it's over with, you can almost always do that. Not always, not 100%, but almost always. And most leasing companies don't do that because it can be a little bit of a pain in the butt for them, but if it's a little bit of a pain in the butt for Apple Leasing, they don't care as long as you're happy. In fact, those prices that I talk about all the time, the 2018s, those continue to go down. If you are a 2018 Nissan Rogue fan, I think that's a good-looking SUV. That is a heck of a price that you can pay per month. That is a 48-month term, and you can always change those terms too. So get on appleleasing.com, see what I'm talking about. You can message one of the reps and ask some of the questions that you may have, or you can just take that free lease quote. If you want to call them, go old school. They would love it. 877-593-5797. 877-593-5797 or appleleasing.com.
All right, I guess the question now in Lawrence, Kansas is do they need to change back to a grass surface because you can't chew the field turf very well if you're Les Miles. We'll get you that story in the Big Three.
I needed that break.
From Les?
I'm sure he's a good guy. I never bought the act, ever. I don't like people that have affectations that are that heavy. And so I thought he was a good guy, but I was so sick of hearing his voice and seeing him.
He might be coming back and coming back to this conference. So we'll get you that story coming up. Also have Trey tell you more about HEB, the tailgater of the year, will be chosen tomorrow. He'll tell you how that works coming up if you are one of those finalists. If you're not, get on by here and get stocked up for your tailgates, for your watch parties this weekend as you get ready for Texas and Iowa State. And, of course, you're going to hear that game right here on The Horn. We're at HEB Wells Branch Parkway. Come and see us. More coming up on The Horn.
And a scarab for your mouth. The symptoms say persist, so resist.
If you're like me earlier and you thought, that sounds like him, could that possibly be him? Yes. Smashing Pumpkins with a new album. What's the new album called, Trey?
Shiny and Oh So Bright, Volume 1.
Oh, which means there's a Volume 2 coming. That's awesome. Like that. New Smashing Pumpkins out there. Get yourself some new music on a Friday. Also, we invite you to join Brad Kellner and the Horn staff in support of Movember as we raise awareness and funds for men's health and awareness for all the dads, brothers, sons, and friends in your life. If you haven't checked out Brad Kellner's creepy mustache, you will see it at some point in your nightmares. Together, we can make a difference for men's health in prostate cancer, testicular cancer, men's health, and suicide prevention. To join the movement or simply donate to the cause, visit hornfm.com or mobro.co/thehornaustin to help out. All right, more on this HEB Tailgater of the Year coming up. But first, let's get you a Big Three because Les has a job.
The Big Three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Oh, look out, college football, because the hat is coming back. It'll be a different hat. He'll be clapping without using his fingers. He'll be eating grass, even if it's field turf. Les Miles, apparently, is ready to roll again.
We'll be in character.
At Kansas. He will be in full Les effect. The question is,
let me just tell you. Oh, God, here we go.
Will it work in Kansas? Will he try to tell us that whatever that stadium's called is where the opponent's dreams go to die? Will he actually tell us that?
Will he get to that spot? A little different home field advantage he's going from.
It is a little bit different. Actually, that stadium is where the opponent's dreams go to be born.
Right.
Right? That's where they go to grow.
It's where it's so dead, it's 11 a.m. and no one's there. Maybe they can sleepwalk through this. It's a different type of intimidation.
It really is. So Les Miles looks like he's going to get the Kansas job. We've also talked about the Texas injury situation. Looks like Colin Johnson may be able to go, probable for the game. What a practice yesterday. Brandon Jones, they're calling him doubtful for the game, was limited in practice, but not an absolute no right now. Also probable for Davis, Hager, Stearns, Ingram. Josh Thompson is listed as out. He will not play with that ankle injury. So we will see what happens with the injury front for
Stay
Texas.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Listen to pregame. If I got anything, I'll pass
along. Oh, yeah,
no.
We're going to be – and we'll be checking in, as always. Brian Davis is going to drop by from the States. What'll that be, 4 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock, Jeff Howe from 24/7 Sports giving us all the very latest, and we'll obviously let you know everything that we are hearing. Also, one of the big games of the year, the game is Michigan and Ohio State, but the big game is Stanford and Cal. They're having to move it because of the wildfires. They're going to move it to December 1st. Neither one of those teams is in the Pac-12 championship discussion, so they're going to go ahead and move that to the last Saturday of the season. The wildfires up there in the Berkeley area have the air quality is just not good enough. So Stanford and Cal will move to December 1st.
Man, California is getting it right now.
God, absolutely sucks. Hopefully they're able to, you know, get that thing contained enough.
It was 4%. That was a couple of days ago. Do you know where it's at now? Of containment.
Right. I haven't heard the number today.
Okay.
Where they are. Hopefully they're going to be able to get things somewhat under control, but air quality not good enough for that one. And we talked about the NFL last night with Seattle getting the win. We just talked with Chris Rabin of the Action Network. Some really interesting lines around the NFL. That Saints by 8 at home is really interesting. If you're a Saints fan, gotta love that kind of confidence. They are rolling and favored by 8 over the defending champs. I know the Eagles haven't played particularly well. And they're banged up, but that does also tell you how the Saints are playing. A lot of good NFL going on right now, and then some good college football. We'll see if Texas can play some good college football. Iowa State and Texas, you got Syracuse and Notre Dame, UCF trying to make their statement, but should be a great Saturday. Before we talk some HEB with Trey, give me your thoughts on your two teams tomorrow. What's your confidence level on your Longhorns and your Irish getting big wins?
I mean, my guess is that I split tomorrow, okay. And my guess would be that it could go either way because Syracuse can beat Notre Dame. That's not going to be snowing there. I've got like seven of my favorite cities on a weather app.
Okay.
And four of them it's going to be snowing, and I was thinking it's going to be New York. Should be okay there. It's going to be snowing in Chicago.
Okay. Any precipitation?
Montreal, Denver.
Okay, gotcha. No precipitation or anything?
Not that I saw.
Good.
Not that I saw, which would be really big. Syracuse, Dungy's done a nice job, and he's got some guys that he definitely connects with. So it's gonna be a good test. I mean, it was the best test for Clemson. It'll probably be the best test for Notre Dame. And what it will do is it's going to test that secondary. I mean, this defense has been so good. Love and Pride at corners. I like their safeties. It's the best linebackers they've had in a long time. And their defensive line is loaded. They complement each other really well, with Jerry Tillery especially taking his game to this whole other level. With that said, I expect Notre Dame to win, probably not cover. With Iowa State, Texas, it's just hard for me to get over this Brandon Jones thing. I'm sorry that it seems to be the number one thing for me, but it's not just the fact that he plays center field. And UT George and I were talking about it. We've talked about it on this show and definitely on the station. It's the fact that he makes all the calls. He lines people up. He just does so many things that I feel like the secondary is so young and there's guys that are getting pressed into play that really – probably aren't going to be ready for what Iowa State's going to do, not only with pump fake Purdy, but they're going to have a nice offensive game plan. They're going to scheme some things open against this team.
Definitely a lot of football, obviously, on the board today. All right, let's get into some HEB talk real quick. First off, let's give a shout-out to the lovely Namta, the screaming tamale lady. She does make a mean tamale. She has been – if you hear blood-curdling screaming behind us, it is her. Somebody texted us early, Kevin. That's the HEB of broken dreams, as it's known in the Ville. That's why a lady is screaming.
That's one of the funniest texts we've ever got on the show. I was crying when I read that.
Yeah, it's the HEB.
Nice writing.
The HEB of broken dreams. That is so funny. All right, so Trey, we'll bring you in here because you're looking for the HEB Tailgater of the Year tomorrow. How many finalists do we have that are going for all the marbles?
We have five finalists. And guys, real quick, what's your favorite tamale filling? Mine is pork.
Yep.
Yeah, pork or beef. I'll go pork or beef. Okay. I can do either one. As long as it's nice and tender, I'm good.
I'm pork, man. I think that combo just works out so well.
Got the chicken option as well. Seen the cheese, the bean option too. But, yeah, I think pork is the ultimate answer for Kevin and I. And, guys, we will see some tamales out there as we're judging these five finalists, the HEB Tailgaters of the Game, who are going for the HEB Tailgater of the Year prize. That includes $2,500 good towards HEB. That is an absurd amount of money to think about for your HEB, and I know that the winning tailgate is certainly going to bring it. We are not opposed to bribes, so if your tailgate is listening right now, definitely feed us food and beverage and all sorts of compliments as well. That will go a long ways with the HEB tailgating crew. And even if you don't have an opportunity to partake in the Tailgater of the Game and Year competition tomorrow, you still have a chance to win money good towards HEB. That's by engaging in the HEB Tailgater of the Game second chance prize. Take a picture of your tailgate tomorrow, including that Longhorn enthusiasm and all those HEB brand products on your shelves, and post that picture to the Horns social media at some point next week, either Twitter or Facebook. And there's a good chance you'll win $100 good towards HEB. It's as simple as that. We have a boatload of cards to give away this year. We're not even close to being done giving away those cards. So keep that in mind, the HEB Tailgater of the Game second chance prize. And guys, thanks again to HEB for sponsoring this. I've gotten to do this for 3 seasons now. It's a lot of fun. Love being affiliated with the world's greatest grocery store, HEB. And I love getting out there and getting to meet Longhorn fans as well, who are clearly enthusiastic to not only go to the game, but also to have some fun before the game too.
I never really knew that Trey's love for HEB was as real as it is. I'm dead serious. Off the air, Trey may actually bark a little louder about HEB. I think it was the whole Chicago experience.
No, it's one of those things, guys, where you don't realize how good you have it until you don't have access to it anymore. And when I moved away from Austin, what would have been a little bit more than a decade ago now, to Oregon. Look, Oregon had some cool grocery stores that had some fresh vegetables and things like that. It wasn't HEB, though. And then we moved to Chicago, and it was almost a worse situation because you're in a big city at that point, and the grocery store situation tends to go downhill a little bit more. And when I came back to Austin with a wife in tow at that point, she was like, my goodness, HEB is amazing. I'm like, I know. I've been telling you about it for the last couple years now. I'm so glad that we had that at our disposal. And where we live in Cedar Park, I always talk with people about what their HEB is. We have 3 HEBs because HEB is all over the place. They have the HEB pluses now as well. So hopefully you listening out there are as fortunate as we are and you have a couple of HEBs at your disposal. You probably do. It is Texas, after all, outside of the Dallas area. Those poor bastards don't have HEB yet. But we in Central Texas, we do.
Yeah,
you towed Justine down here? That's some misogynistic crap, man.
Wow. The man's trying to be helpful. What are you talking about?
He said he brought his wife in tow.
In tow. She needed a tow. He towed her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With wife in tow. That's right.
In tow. Trey, give me a thought on this game here. You and Kevin, I believe, are going to be watching this together. Hopefully Kevin won't embarrass you because those are family seats and you don't want anything to be uncomfortable.
No, that's not me. That's his brother.
Give me your thoughts on this game. How confident are you in the Longhorns' ability to get this win?
Not crazy about the fact that Brandon Jones is likely going to miss this one. Even though Colin Johnson is playing, I feel like he will be out there as much as a decoy as anything else. But, hey, decoy Colin Johnson is better than a lot of receivers at 100%. despite that, guys, I think Iowa State has a little bit more going for it right now in terms of health, in terms of the physicality of the team, and also in terms of how well they're coached up right now. I think when it's all said and done, we do see Iowa State walking out of DKR with a win by a point or two.
All right. Thanks to Trey, as always, for producing, keeping us running smoothly. And remember, tune in about 5:45 tomorrow is when you can hear who wins the HEB Tailgater of the Year. All right, coming up, we'll check voicemails. If you missed the Scottish guy, we'll get you that replay. I've got what I think is an easy old school for Kevin, and maybe a story or two that'll come out of that. Also, a couple of folks from the entertainment world with birthdays that I'm a big fan of. And I know you're a big fan of at least one of them. So we'll get to those coming up as well. Coming up at 6:05, one of our favorite segments of the week, it's Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. We'll dive into the college games and see if there's any, he actually has any, any good feelings about this week. I mean, there's two or three games, but considering all those SEC garbage this week, we'll see how many games Brandon actually likes.
This may be the week, and we talk about it. We mentioned the big games, obviously, because those are the games we care about and maybe how the line will affect that. But the serious gamblers that I know never touch LSU, Alabama, or they rarely do.
Unless
something, they're getting Montana and North Dakota because there's something that's glaring.
That'll be my prediction. I'm going to say there's something out west
right.
we're not even thinking of that Brandon's on.
Boys, you haven't seen the Toreros this year?
What are you
Their
doing?
Pass defense going up against that? Okay.
Right. What are you doing? All right, that's coming up at 6:05. Crapback coming up, HEB. We're at Wells Branch Parkway here in Pflugerville. Come see us. It's the Horn.
Chad's Crap Bag.
Crap Bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right. Before we get into the crab bag here, let's give a shout-out to Cliff Crable and the Tailgate Country crew. We tell you to come out here, get those recipe cards. Man, they just gave us some of the turkey they've been cooking up. That is some of the best turkey I've ever had in my life. That was great.
I'm going to take out some. No, seriously, this is – yeah, I mean, look, turkey's not great. And that's the reason we have it twice a year, maybe with a sandwich in March. This is the best turkey I've ever had. Smoking's the way to go.
I was about to say, I could do that way all the time.
Yeah, right? It's moist. It's really damn good.
That was great. Great stuff.
I apologize, Cindy and all y'all.
To just rip all the turkey you've ever had.
I didn't rip on Mom. I mean, my mom's a good cook. I mean, but you can brine, not brine. That whole debate's going on now. And it used to be you got to brine. Now they're saying don't brine. Look, turkey's turkey. Smoke it. That's the way to go.
Or those deep fried turkeys are awesome
yep.
too. Those things are incredible. All right, let's get you a little crab bag here. If you missed it earlier, here is your. Actually, you know what? Let's check voicemails just in case. I know Trey might have like five voicemails for us.
Yeah,
Trey,
I doubt it.
Trey, any voicemails today that I was about to run right over?
Ha ha ha! And you're going to do Harry's before the Scottish guy too, right?
Yes, we can do that.
I'm sorry. Was a zero.
Oh, zero. Okay, no. Okay, yes. Some people have asked for the count to come back, but not many. All right.
It was a weak effort.
Yeah, it was a little weak.
Wasn't an effort, that's why.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That was that effort was like matching Trey's resting face.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sure you're wearing a jacket back there. Why don't you take it off? This is for a participating host.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take that jacket
take
off.
Take that jacket
you.
Off.
What is Listen going
here,
on
Major.
Here? All right, before we get you the Scottish guy, let me tell you about Harry's great gift idea for that guy on your list that is tough to shop for. Yes, we can be tough as men to shop for, but let me tell you what, if you give me the gift of a great shave at a great price for the rest of my life, that is quality stuff. Long-lasting, quality products at a super reasonable price. That's what Harry's does. German-engineered blades for as low as $2 each. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to get you $5 off any shave set. It does include their limited edition holiday sets. Go to harrys.com, enter the code CHADH at checkout, plus you get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers. It's only available for the holidays, so definitely check this out. Each shaving set comes with the ergonomic weighted handle, option to engrave, a great idea for the holidays. German-engineered five-blade cartridge provides a close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel for a rich lather. The travel cover to protect your blades. A handsome holiday gift box. Or if you just want to do something for yourself, you can redeem a Harry's trial offer and experience the quality for yourself. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com, enter the code Chad H to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's harrys.com, and the code is Chad H.
There's not many things Queso wouldn't work with. You're right about that.
That is true. Yeah, yeah.
I was glad to see Alton Brown. He's doing, if you're a big food nerd, not even that, if you're just trying to learn how to cook, definitely watch his show, Good Eats and Good Eats Reloaded. It's kind of a new one where he's going back and looking at previous stuff. And he recently did a cheese episode, and this guy's got a pretty sophisticated palate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went straight to, you know, at the end of the day, what I want fondue. Because I want melted cheese. Because right. I've come the full circle. That's where I'm at.
Call it queso, call it fondue.
Whatever
call it whatever
want.
You want, but melt cheese. It's a great idea. All right, coming up, if you missed it earlier, let's get you the replay on Scottish Guy before the Iowa State game. Here we go.
Yes, Scottish Gay, badasssexybastard.com. Coach Herman, Zach Smith has accused you of all kinds of shit on Twitter. Three-part question. One, have you ever cheated on your wife? Two, have you ever been to an Asian massage parlor? And three, can you get me that number? Is that about right? Is that what you wanted the media to ask your coach on Monday? You really want Kirk Bowles to construct a question that has the word massage in it? Come on. Time for adult talk here, kiddies. Your coach may have cheated on his wife. He might be doing it right now. But until it affects his ability to coach your team and or pisses off CDC, it's none of your business. A Twitter rant is not a story. Zach Smith, if you have pictures, let's see them. Then we might talk about a story. And Brett McMurphy, what's wrong with you, lad? Whoever your source is playing you like a fiddle. Let's all grow up, shall we? Okay, cool. Hook 'em. Emoji. All right, on to the new bully on the block, Iowa State. Matt Campbell, for the first time, I don't think the same old jokes are appropriate. You've done a hell of a job. You're just not quite ready for this test. You've got good. Texas has great. You're Martin Lawrence. Texas is Eddie Murphy. You're LeBron. Texas is Michael. Purdy is good. He's not Sam. Butler's a freak, but he's not LJH. And David Montgomery might be better than Keontae for four quarters, but we'll never know because he couldn't control himself when confronted with the physicality of Baylor. Mr. Campbell, you have the Horns' respect. What you cannot have is their shot at the Big 12 title. UT 62, Purdy good isn't good enough. 3, this is SG 8-3.
All right, there you go. If you want to hear it again or if you missed it, hornfm.com, Chad and Kevin page on the on-air tab, Scottish Guys, KDTV, Bodie Sheet. It's all there for you.
Well, we had a lot of good listeners come by, so I was talking with some of the listeners when the first part was airing last time. I heard most of it, but I didn't catch the first part. And wow.
Well, you know.
That was a pretty solid one.
Well, thank you.
That was funny.
I appreciate it. All right, so a couple of old schools and birthdays here. Happy birthday today. 54th birthday, that makes me feel old, for Dr. K, Dwight Gooden.
Oh, man.
Is 54 today. So how about this story? In A-ball, he spent 1 year, as you could imagine, in the minor leagues. He was okay. That good, right? So he goes to A-ball. He struck out 300 guys in 191 innings.
Oh, my God.
300 strikeouts in 191 innings.
They didn't move him up to Double-A?
Which caught the attention of a manager to move him up to the Triple-A team for the playoffs. That manager was Davey Johnson, who ended up as the Mets manager obviously the next couple of years.
Interesting stuff there.
So happy
16.
Happy birthday to Dwight Good. Yeah, it's just absolutely now. Oh, that's number
there
on
you go.
16. There you go. All right. Also, the other old school for you, the old school for you would be Jason Williams, 43 today, white chocolate, turning 43, seventh pick in the 98 draft, old school Jason Williams.
He's still one of the best college basketball players I've ever seen in my life. Man, he was good for those 2 years. Duke.
No, different Jason Williams, white chocolate.
Oh, white chocolate. I'm sorry. Because, you know, it's funny as you were saying that I had three Jason Williams in my head.
I know, exactly.
So I also had the killer.
The driver.
Yeah, that Jason Williams. This Jason Williams is Florida, and I will continue with that. Still one of the best guards I've ever seen in college. Saw him here at the Drum, and Texas just I couldn't keep him in front of them.
And bonus point for the other school where he played and had a freakish teammate?
That would be it was definitely West Virginia with Randy Moss, and it would have been Huntington.
Yeah, but I think he did spend a little time at Marshall, didn't he? Jason Williams, did he start a little bit at Marshall?
He may have.
Maybe like a year?
Yeah, I thought he went JUCO and then hit, but he may have. We'll look at that. We'll look at that.
Yeah, they were
like that.
Sorry, they were teammates in high school.
In high school.
Yeah, in high school, he and Randy Moss were
one of the best sports commercials.
Oh, it's a great one. Yeah, that was really good.
Right?
Yes, that was a great commercial.
The Dukes of Hazzard with, I mean, the video of them dunking.
Uh-huh. That was good stuff. The two in entertainment, I know you're a fan of Danny DeVito. Danny is 74 tomorrow. So happy birthday to Danny DeVito. I love Danny. Have for years and years and years. And It's Always Sunny's a great show. And you love Taxi. And, I mean, who doesn't love Danny DeVito?
Yeah. Well, I mean, right? Louis De Palma is, to me, the second best TV character I've ever seen.
God, he's great. And?
And great in Sunny, too. Which, after the year number one, what I love about it, he loved the show so much,
man.
He wrote them or got in touch
with
them.
Is that right?
Yeah. And said, hey, could I be a part of the show? And, of course, that crew is so cool. You know, Rob and all them were like, you kidding me?
It's well done. I love that show. And also one of my favorite actors ever, but comedic actor. He can do serious. He can do whatever. Steven Root is going to be 67 tomorrow. Milton from Office Space.
Oh, okay.
He was so funny there, but now he was in this HBO show Barry with what's his name, Bill Hader, and Henry Winkler this past season. He's phenomenal. He can be so creepy, scary, weird. He can be funny. He can do everything. Shout out to Steven Root. He'll be 67 tomorrow. One of my faves.
So great Jason Williams story here. You are correct, by the way. He originally committed to play college basketball for Providence, but guess what happened?
Ooh, Patino got another job?
No,
it's a different time.
I went to Clemson to go fat people.
Oh, Barnes got another job.
I like this time in the ACC. We can go man-to-man and win 40-39.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me Barnes recruited White Chocolate?
I guess he
Providence?
Did. But instead chose Marshall to attend Marshall after Providence coach Rick Barnes left for Clemson.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
I did not know that. That's awesome. That's good stuff.
How would he have stifled his creativity? I'm sorry.
How dare you? It never would have happened. All right, coming up, Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. We'll get into some of these college games, see what he thinks of some of the pro lines as well. It's coming up. We're at HEB on Wells Branch Parkway. It's the Horn.